How you doing, everybody? And welcome back to Keeping It Real with two L's, because our lessons learned will lessen your L's. I'm here with Elijah. What's going on, Elijah?
How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. We got the new year here, 2020, trying to start off fresh, posting every Friday, keep checking in with us. But this is really important. Elijah's gone through a process that a lot of people have to go through, when they're finding themselves, getting themselves back on their feet, and it involves identification. And Elijah, I'm going to let you go and tell a story, because we ask a lot of people to go get IDs or identification, whether that's birth certificate, driver's license or whatever the other one, the state license, all that kind of jazz, because it's the jump off point to be able to get a job, to be able to get a housing and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So walk me through this, because they need your help. Everyone needs your help.
All right. How you doing, everybody? My name is Elijah. I really was born in New Jersey, Willingboro, New Jersey, born and raised. Moved to New York, lived in New York for about 2 years. Then eventually, I met a woman and me and her had a child. Wanted a better situation for myself, so I decided to move down here. The situation up there wasn't really looking too good. She stayed up there. I decided to come down here by myself, be a man, and build a foundation for myself.
Nice.
I have a daughter. She's one. She'll be two in February. So,
nice.
Right now, I'm currently in Georgia Works program, but I'm currently going to transition over to sober living just to get everything that I need for myself, because I want better for myself and I need to find these things and opportunities to help me out, so then I can help myself and then start helping other people, which most likely will be my daughter next.
Yep.
So I went through the process of trying to get my birth certificate, because after my car got impounded, I had lost everything. I lost my birth certificate, my license, even my social security card. So in the process of getting that, I went to Central Outreach. I believe it's on Washington Street.
Yep.
And
in Atlanta.
Yeah. And I had to wait 45 days. So in those 45 days, I was just working. I was just keeping myself occupied for the time being, writing down steps that I need to take after I get my birth certificate. And
I hate to interrupt, but talk me through this process. So you were given... it's Central Presbyterian Outreach, right? And they have an office, an outreach office that you can come into and get a whole bunch of different things. But one of them is the ID. Mm-hmm. So you showed up there and you worked with, was there anyone individual?
I didn't really know the person's name. Like they actually have like temporary people that come in, like volunteers most likely.
Nice.
So when the best time to come in there is around like 6:30 in the morning to get, because there will be a line that I found out later on. I just happened to be lucky that day.
Right.
And then I had to go through a line.
Okay.
I was just able to sign up and then get right in there and get what I needed to get done and then come on out.
Right.
So the best time really is 6:30 in the morning.
Nice.
And then when you go in there, you can step up to the front desk. They'll ask you what you need done.
Right.
There are certain days that you will need to be there to get certain things like your EBT, your birth certificate, your ID, housing, jobs, career development, everything like that that you need for yourself. And you'll find that out later on. Once you go there, they'll let you know and fill you in.
Right.
So at that time, I actually got my birth certificate. It took 45 days and...
A couple phone calls.
So once I received it, I actually had to go get my Social Security card.
Right.
So Social Security, they don't accept birth certificates anymore. So what they do, they accept physicals. So if you are like me that doesn't have anything, no type of identification, you'll have to find some way to get what they need in order for you to get a Social Security card.
Right.
I went back and forth from the Mercy Care just to go get my Social Security card. He's telling me it needs to be stamped and signed. We don't accept this. It has to be like this, that. And I eventually got it done. I did a lot of ripping and running that day.
Good
thing I paid for a week's pass on the MARTA card. I spent a lot of money.
Yep, that's
so,
true.
All right. Right then and there, I finally got it done. Told them my address. If you're homeless or anything, you can use a mailing address, which will be 201 Washington Street, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
And that's
Central Presbyterian Outreach. So it'll be delivered to them. Nice.
Yes, you can use their mailing address.
Nice.
They receive mail around around like 10:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You can be there around like 10 o'clock. So, okay. You know, you don't have to stand in line for, you know, 6:30 in the morning or nothing like that.
Okay.
Just to get mail.
Right. Okay, good.
So
that's good to know.
The next thing is they can also help you with getting the ID. Right. Now, I have a voucher that's signed and everything. So when I go to DDS in Georgia and want to get my ID, I can actually give them that paper so they can either reduce the fee of $32 or they can fully waive it.
Okay, nice.
Once they fully waive it, then I can actually move on to getting my ID that same day.
Nice.
And currently, my license is suspended. So I have to go through a different process than what people that are from Georgia or out of Georgia have to go through to get it. So I have to actually get my abstract from New York transferred down here to get one, which I'm currently waiting on. All
right.
So in the process of all this, everything is going to like work out because Social Security card going to come in for you, or and then you'll get your ID, and then you can actually start looking for these jobs. And then you can start going to these other places that'll help you get housing, and then you'll start getting on the right path that you need to get for yourself.
Right.
And that's a good thing for myself right now.
Right.
You know, definitely want that own my own house and my own structured living, so then I can actually be able to be financially stable.
Right.
And definitely,
it's that foundation, that foundational work, you know. But it's like, it's a job to get all that done, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the process you that you got to go through just to get the very beginning so that you can apply to the job or apply to permanent housing or some apartments. Like, you need that information.
Yeah.
You need that identification. And that is like, you know, a lot of people that come in, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it happens, their wallet got stolen, purse got stolen, something got stolen. Mm-hmm. They got kicked out of their house, and their you know, parents or foster parents aren't allowing or don't want to participate in giving them their documents, or don't know where they are or whatever it is.
Right.
But that's the very beginning, the foundation to be able to kind of, you know, continue on and move on, and you know get the life back on track to be able to go that.
Yeah,
but it's a process. So if someone doesn't have their ID and they show up at a recovery community organization, much like ours, the best process would be to go to the community outreach, the community Presbyterian outreach, and then just show up and find out when the times they need to be back there.
That's right. You know, they'll help you immediately as soon as you get there. You just let them know what you need. If you have a birth certificate already, but you just need an ID, they'll help you get that ID immediately too.
Right.
And then they'll help you with the process and the steps that you need to take to get that ID.
Right.
If you need, let's say, housing, they have people there to help you with housing too.
That's amazing.
Help direct you into the right places, the right people, and know who to go to. And let's say if you need your birth certificate, they help you get your birth certificate. So all these steps, it's a process. It's not easy.
No.
Nothing's easy in this world. You have to be ambitious. You have to want this for yourself.
Right.
You have to want to grind.
Nice.
You can't just be slacking or want to be like, oh, I'll do it the next day, or I'll do this another day, or maybe just today's not my day, or the weather's bad, or anything like that. You can't have no excuses for yourself. Those are all excuses.
Right.
You're only be lying to yourself. You can't lie to yourself. You have to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself. You have to know what your next step is.
Right.
If you know what your next step is, you'll be able to make it in this world.
Right.
And at a young age, for me, it was a struggle. I took a lot of L's in silence.
Yep.
And it's about time that I start winning.
Yep.
So I know what the steps I need to take, and I'm going to push forward and keep doing that, because that's my motivational word is forward.
Yep.
Because that's all you can do is just keep moving forward.
That's
Even if you trip, you get up and you move forward,
That's right.
You don't step back.
That's right. No, and I appreciate that, and people need to hear that, because it is a process, and it's almost set up, you know, to make you just kind of fall off and disappear, you know, like you were talking about, you know, we got the birth certificate and now you want to get your Social Security card. And it's like, okay, cool. I want to be able to get my Social Security card. You show up to the Social Security office and they say, we don't accept birth certificates anymore.
Yeah,
and it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, but we do, you know, but asking the questions, well, what do you do? Okay, the physical, cool.
Exactly.
I'm going to go to Mercy Care. I'm going to get my physical. Then you get all the way back there and they say, Stamping signs. Stamping a sign. So it's like, well, you know, and a part of me is like, well, why didn't you tell me that beginning? But
yeah,
I, you know,
like, I didn't know that. Like, yeah. I would have got it done.
Right. So then you got it. But then you took the, you went forward, right?
Yeah, I went forward.
Even if it was. Yeah, came back, got it stamped, came back to get that done. And, oh, I don't have an address. Well, guess what? You were able to find out that you can have it sent to that same place that you were able to get the
201 Washington Street. And you can use that address. Right. So it's those little bumps in the road that, like, try to not motivate you to do what you need to do for yourself. Like, that made me feel so down. Like, dang, man, I can't. You can't just accept this. Like, how it is. Like, it has my name on there. It's my date of birth. Right. Like, it has to be stamped a sign. Like, why? So then, you know, those little things, it made me not even want to go back there. It wanted to make me just, like, want to be like, all right, you know what? I'll do it another day.
Right.
But I thought to myself and, like, picked myself up, like, hold on. That's, like, the other side of my brain that wants to tell me to do something wrong. That's negative. Right. I don't like negative. Right. So let me take control over my mind instead of letting my mind tell me what to do.
Right.
So when that voice tells you, oh, something negative, or like, hey, don't do this, or like, hey, we should go do this, and you know what's wrong, take control of that.
Right.
Take control of that situation and grab a hold of it and be like, no, we're going to do something else different today.
Right. I'm going to get this done.
Get this done. Yeah. I need this.
Right.
I need this for myself.
Right.
You know,
right.
I need this for my daughter, or I need this for my sisters or my brothers or, you know, really just for yourself, to be honest.
Right.
I don't need it for nobody else. My parents, whoever, your grandparents, you know, but just find that little flame, you know, and ignite it. Whatever whatever you like, you know, if you like cooking, I like cooking. So I find that motivational for me, you know, because
I'll be able to get your own kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
You need, in your own spot. You're gonna be able to gotta do this first.
What I need to do right now is just if I need to get my own kitchen and my own restaurant, let me just start by doing this little bit first by getting my birth certificate.
Right. Because this is gonna hold you back from being able to do all that. You know, people got dreams and aspirations, all the rest, but there's all this red tape, you know, that you gotta go through, right?
Yeah.
But you actually gotta have the motivation to do it. And it ain't
It's not
showing up somewhere and saying, hey, I'm this person, now give me my stuff. It's not that at all. It's like it's the whole process that you have to go through. And even in that process, there's going to be hurdles that you're going to have to figure out how to motivate yourself through. And it is inspiring and impressive that you got this done.
Yeah.
Because you are the first one that's actually gone there. I kept thinking, maybe this place that, you know, maybe they don't do this, right? Because we kept sending people down there and no one came back.
That's because they're not doing what they want anymore for themselves. They just find it like, I have to do this. Everybody wants a handout nowadays.
Right.
You can't accept those. You know, no one's going to give you a handout for free, man.
No.
Like, you got to want to do something for yourself.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And if you don't, you're just going to crash and burn.
Right.
You're going to go down.
Right.
And every time, then when you want to feel like you want to do something, it's going to be too late.
Right.
There's just people that's out here that want things for themselves. Get out their way.
Right.
Okay? Like, like I said, you're just going to lie to yourself over and over and over.
Right.
So.
No, and you know what? It's impressive. You know, this is keeping it real with two L's. It's our lessons learned. We'll lessen your L's. You have learned some lessons in this process of getting your ID, and I can't wait to have you back on when you're back at your place, you got your own kitchen, or you're moving forward to your new job, and you got your ID, and maybe we'll put them out on this table and take a picture.
We got
to X out all the real good the personal information, all the rest of that kind of stuff, you know, because it's a process. But if you're willing to put the time and the energy in, you can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? When you have your birth certificate, your social, and your ID, right? And you have them in your possession, you've gone through all this, you don't need to do that anymore.
No more.
On to the next one.
It's handled already.
On to the next one.
On to the next step.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's impressive. I like, man, thank you so
no
much.
No problem, Jake.
We knocked it out under 15 minutes.
Yeah, Jake.
Pretty good. So this is Recovery Resources of Atlanta Midtown, you know, helping you out any way we can. But this has been Keeping It Real. With two L's, because our lessons learned, much like Eliza's, will lessen your L's. Keep following through and listening up with us. We'll see you all next Friday.
All right, guys.
All right. Peace.
Yeah.